I propose the name of Mr. Zero Chief.
Thank you. Any second?
I second the name of the president.
Thank you. Mr. Mashiro, are you available to take a seat? If it is your favorite chair, then you can thank you very much.
Can you name it?
Any further nominations?
No, you.
Thank you.
Good.
Wat wil ik aan het doen?
Van die praat niet met je moet praten. Niet los goed dat je.
Ja, misschien een klacht.
Ja, ja, dat is ook
zo. Morning, Congress.
Morning.
Thank you for the confidence, for the time. Because we are making that the chairman arrive and I have a request that if she arrives at any given time, that I will vacate the seat for any occupied office, even though the committee would have appointed the president for the people.
Thank you, sir.
With all the problems we have in the country, good morning.
Morning. Good one. You cannot say that better than me.
The purpose of the meeting is really today to adopt the minutes of the meetings we had, and so they are outcoming, four of them, and of course the program of the second term. Take us through.
We are going to the meeting of the second of July, when we are appointing the chairperson. The minutes were circulated. I hope all members have time to go through the set. On the 2nd of July, is there any comment?
Yeah, we are there on the 2nd of July, the meeting that took place at 12:30. Yes.
The minutes are reflecting a true reflection of what we discussed, and we thank the member colleagues just to have led us on the day. Thank you very much. I move for adoption of those minutes.
The minutes of the 3rd of July, when we were meeting with the Department of Human Development and Department of Water and Sanitation.
The minutes are so declared. Can we get the mover, the second one? Mom's slide.
Thank you, Chair. Going through the minutes, they reflect the full reflection of all what was read. I move therefore that the document of the minutes, Honorable Chair.
Second that. Yannick, the second one.
This.
Can we move to the minutes of the 5th of July?
I want to just to, before I go to this minute, some problems on page item number, the heading is item 4.
That should be page 12.
The page, yeah, the page is also page 26. Here, it says the state program, one state of health of organization, this is administration. I think I don't know, you were explaining the problems here. Not necessarily saying problem. What is the department's weighting of a problem? Because, like, if you look at problems, it is about core business. It entails the chain and the demonstration. And core problems, in one or the other, I didn't have those documents. I think it talks about infrastructure in the main, that's called three. That's why I said, Chair, probably she could put them in the main and with the department to present them and put those explanations under what the headings of the department reflect on that. But the intention I can feel just for that, and then I want to move it in the
unless you have an explanation why you label it this way, because he's proposing the way he wants to understand. Just listen to him. I'm saying he's saying for him to understand logically or the writing bigger than the presentation, he proposed what he said. I'm not sure whether if there is no reason why you label it in the way it is, and if it's so, what is the mitigation factor?
Okay, it was the Director General who outlined the programs as such. But we can't put Program 1 Administration, Program 2 Information, Program 3 Water Infrastructure Development, and Program 4 Water Sector Regulation.
Chair, there's only one mistake on page 4. The disapprovals. Irregular expenditures, sorry, the irregular expenditure is 8 billion. It's 8.9 billion. Mm.
Oh, yes.
Page 4. In the middle and at the bottom.
Do you agree?
Yes, Chair.
Would that amendment, do we take it to a second comment of the
board? Yes.
Yes.
The minutes of the 10th of July.
They are there in front of our transport request. They are there in front of our request. Can we remove us and second us?
Thank you, Chair. It's fresh on Monday. Very cold. So what is cold on Monday?
It is moving and is there any second that?
You can't second.
Is that Mavica?
Yes.
Because we are.
You can't second.
I want to assume that these resolutions are with the department, the human sent to the site. And the department can do, respond or in the next quarter, reflect on what they have done, on what we have proposed or recommended. Or they can do that in writing. I just want clarity on what is going to happen. Because this is our sixth term beginning of doing oversight on what we have recommended to happen. So one clarity. And also, Chair, not forgetting that, I don't know whether your team will advise you, Chair, in terms of budget, because we have got this request of a workshop with the department. Taken, I think it was also recommended. How do we implement that? Because I think for today, in the program, as much as it may not be there because I've not seen it, but we should be agreeing that yourself, Chair, and the team, you'll be working on a date or days where we're going to have a workshop with the department. On the resolutions that we've taken, we're going to track these resolutions in terms of how the department is responding. Thank you.
Okay.
Kamu's back.
Perhaps it may be an addition on what the honourable members have read. One of the issues that we did request and it was recommended as such was also engaging the entities, that entities could be able to, should have a way to understand. I know that there was the engagement of the entities representing were called, but it didn't work correct for us, the timing. So I'm checking if perhaps that should have a separate day or additional to the workshop.
I'm sure the danger that we, if we can take it this in this approach, we might end up discussing something that is not on the agenda. But it's a very important matter for to have that in, on the high side. But the agenda was part of the minutes, not necessarily to activate the resolutions of the minutes, because that happens in the program. Because we might end up having the chair and we can go out of context, but it is important to us know. But if you read, look at the program, not this one, the one sent to us in the in our there is some red issues that are implemented, no workshop, workshop will come and so forth, and so I'm sure you want to talk to that. But then in the presentation of the program, it takes care of what the entity is raising in the program that people that just help.
Thanks, Chair. I was going to suggest that we can discuss that when we deal with the program so that we can see if the issues that you said that is raising are not covered here. And also to say that the recommendations that we made on the budget, they will be the speaker. We forward all those to the department, and the department will respond to that thing. But we can do follow-ups on the other issues if they are not responded in a manner that we will agree with the department to get it follow-up questions or follow-up oversight and monitoring on those issues. Thank you, Chair.
You
handle
those aspects
as well? Chair, I think what we should discuss, although I'm seeing a program and I'm trying to do it, we've got two departments. And I don't want us to get into a situation that one department gets more preference on the other one. So what I suggest is that if we have 1 week a meeting, it should be the human settlement. The next week it should be water and sanitation. If you're going to try, it's also a cost-saving factor, because if you've got to get in one meeting, we've got to deal with issues from water and sanitation and human settlement.
Mm.
You must get all those people, must fly in. For a meeting that really, you know, if you've got to split a morning meeting into two, you won't get all the answers. So if we can exchange, if we have 1 week water and sanitation, only water and sanitation people are there. We deal the whole meeting only with water and sanitation, and then the next meeting is then human settlement. Otherwise, you're gonna fly in people here at a huge cost. And we can, early in the morning it helps, and when we get to close, then we just gotta rush through everything, and I think we should prevent us doing that.
Can we look at the program? I think it's a very important matter. Something like that, we had the minister of water and the minister, and later on like the water and although I think there is a contact statistically in Mexico, which we need to look into in your high tech discussion. Yeah, we really want to there was an insistency in the presentation from the chair that we are one department. But if you remember, the minister insisted. Okay. The minister insisted that we are so designated to be two departments. And I think we must have to take cognizance of that. The program starts at stage one, and secretly, Mom Scott, let's look into whether I will not have grant if we are where to feature into the program, and see whether we can infuse the consensus raised in the program. Okay. We are on page one.
Can I take a picture of the attendance? Can I take a picture of the attendance? Yeah, yeah. 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 I mean, if you, whatever it is, I think I got it.
Okay. Okay.
According to the draft program, on the week of 19 to 23 of August, we are going to have a workshop to see the outside sector meeting happening in Pretoria. Starting from 20th, so 19th will be a travel day to the venue, and 19, 20, 21, 22, and 23, where we will be having a workshop. We're planning to call the entity, the department, the entities of both departments, so that we can help in understanding of their work. Sharon, is it possible that we can take action?
I presume the first venue or the second, the one will be the one department and the second one the other department. So that's correct.
Sorry?
Because most members, almost all members, are new to the human settlements and water and sanitation sector, I think it is important to have a sort of orientation workshop with the terminology of human settlements as well as water and sanitation, because it can become quite technical as well and scientific when it comes to water and sanitation. And then what the objective was that within the terminology terrain, the departments or the stakeholders will actually underpin the work within the constitutional and the relevant pieces of legislation, underpinning the work of the two departments. Just on the proposal that Mr. Cohen made, maybe it could be stretched to the 23rd of August, human settlement, and then 23rd of August, program underpinning the work of the two portfolios. to provide an overview of the budgetary allocations for the two departments.
So don't you want to just talk to the date of the program rather than the content of it? Do you want the content of it?
No.
Take us through the events on the same. The nitty-gritty of what, how done, what was done, is not as the setting instead of 1849. We are on the 19th to the 23rd is the program, it is agreed. The 27th is Tuesday. Talk to us on that.
Okay, according to National Treasury Regulations and the PFMA, the all departments every quarter have to produce a Section 32 expenditure report. So the departments will come and give us the spending trends for the first quarter against the appropriations for that for the year. Second one is, okay, we have to split it, Department of Human Settlements and Department of Water and Sanitation. And then the Human Settlements on the 3rd of September, I'll pass on to my colleague.
Okay. So the 30th is also presented.
The 27th is
water and sanitation, but let's assume it is just water. And the 30th is human settlement, but everyone comes back. It's not specific. Yes, the 3rd
of September, Department of Human Settlements, the Emergency Grant and its Utilization, Consolidation of Development Finance Institutions, National Housing Financial Corporation, and Rural Housing Loan.
Right. Remember, colleagues, good emergency grant. Remember, we went deep into saying that there must be a clear understanding what is the emergency, what is the constitution, when our house is activated and so forth and so on. So, it's just to know. So I think it must be too much to add to those. Okay?
On the Friday, the 6th of September, I think because these were the critical issues that and challenges of the department over the years, so we thought that we could bring and ask them for a progress report on water leaks and the bucket eradication program, as well as accruals and under expenditure and over expenditure. I think it's also important that the targets reflected in the medium term strategic framework for 2014 and 2019 should also be looked at critically in terms of how did the department manage to attain those targets. And then the Sustainable Development Goals and National Development Plan as well. We need to find out how far the department is in relation to the targets as well as for the Sustainable Development Goals as well as the vision encapsulated in the National Development Plan. And then the leading up to that, I think the department also needs to tell us what the turnaround strategy and how are they going to implement it. Okay, the 10th of September.
Can we somewhere in this program work in a report on the Lesotho Island scheme? We need to get a report on where are we, what is the expected dates, where are they on the project. You know, it's been dodged now for a long time.
Actually, we need to, anything that is on the leaders' report, such as accruals, let's get them. Then we can be in a position to monitor oversight and because it is in the program. So even the one that might have slipped your mind and slipped our mind for now, and we remember, as you said, put them. One of those others.
Chair, can I just add another thing?
and that's maybe because it happened in a previous term. The previous minister stopped this portfolio committee on numerous occasions to visit the city. And yeah, we couldn't go. There was numerous mistakes, reasons why we couldn't go. And then there was turmoil in the city, and they're not ready to accept us. We must go and do oversight in the city. Really, we must do that.
No, I can't do it. But we want to go and see Kiani, what is happening. We want to go and see the suit, we want to go and see anywhere where we have got problems that we are not moving. The work we want to see, we will. It is the committee that must go. It is not, well, the minister, we want to oversee it. Sometimes it will be unannounced visit by the committee. We don't need this permission. Then when we come back, we must talk from facts. It does not have that we must not have knowledge of attacking the minister. It is not, it will help the minister better because we can give him something that he did not see. So we wait. The suit is a project. Remember the project that is the suit is a pilot project. Has got, and we are now starting a new one which helps the Botswana. And we said the Botswana one must also on their way to Botswana, there is Iraq, there is Mafeking, in which they must benefit. So we must see all those plans. So we wait. But I think they would have, if you are just alerting us that there is a possibility of blockages, we must resist them. We must resist them as the committee.
Thank you, Chief.
I may just add as well, when we're looking at the entities during the workshop, our GCGA and the Tutu Highlands Water Project will be under discussion under the same entity. On the 10th of September.
If I may ask you, Rosa, what there's a TCG and the department. Well, how are they related? I was also asking to other questions. Why the TCG? Whether the department that could have done the right, but it's like, we hear from you what is happening.
Then on the 10th of September 2010, looking at the Department of Water and
Why 2010?
On the 2019. Meeting by the Department of Water and Sanitation and other stakeholders on the centrality of water to our economy, achievements, challenges, and recommendations. One of the reasons why we put that in those stage, if you look at the water sector and the uses of water in this country, then the largest percentage of water is used by agriculture and irrigation, and the second largest is mines. So I think we need to also begin to look at the way in which transformation in the sector is being done or not being done, more especially in relation to small scale farmers, majority black.
We need to get to a point really that even though, you know, it seems like it sounds funny, but that is a serious challenge. This water rights thing. We really need to get a list of all these people that have this water rights so that you can go and get a water right and look into that so that you can get it to the necessary authorities there.
Okay.
Okay, so that is a challenge.
Thank you, Leslie.
Good morning, honorable members, my colleague Wadimu Sucheko. So, on Friday, the 13th of September, the Department of Human Settlements will be providing a progress on the One Learner, One Estate Agent program. So, this program is a program that is targeted at teaching learners that in the property industry, and these learners would be attached to an estate agent. Now, when we go to the workshop that we discussed earlier on, the department and entity will provide us with a background in what they do. And the, one of the entities that is under human settlements, which is the estate agent affairs board, will provide us with that information on that specific program. Certainly, the department will provide the committee with progress on the issuing of certificates. Honorable members will remember that this was a key issue when we first discussed the issues of the committee.
Now, pre and post 1994, we said. And it is here. It's a very important thing. Our emphasis on the former colored Indian and white, even white, because you will forget that point. There were the old president's houses which white people owned, but they were not owning, they were also as occupying like we did for the 1990s. They don't have certificates of those houses. A certificate must not necessarily be on color basis. For every person who does not have a certificate, who was using the government house, like you know, our old municipal house. I was waiting for the papers what was something called Sport Dienstbehaisen. Behaisen. Right, Behaisen as Dorfer nach Mina Osten.
Yes. While we're on the program, there's one thing that I think that we need to visit very urgently. It was quite shocking last night, I did see it on TV. There's a project in the Oostwald, I don't know where that. There's a lot of toilets were built because there was, if the story was on the news about the ventilation of that toilet. It's a couple of hundreds of toilets. It is our money. We really need to look urgently into that thing. That is a ridiculous. It's a laughing stock.
That's where the chest is.
And you know what they were saying? They are waiting for people to come. And clean their toilets. And I always say these movable toilets and other things. What is that movable toilet? It's a joke.
Yeah, that's okay. You find quite a lot of interesting things. Yeah. No, I agree. Or not only toilets, but even the houses that were built that are changing back and in Zanini, all the one would like to retire. Houses are standing on the bush, nobody's occupying them.
Jesus.
You will see them when you go to London. Okay. 17?
No,
but I'm assisting them.
The PSMA, I think all of us need to understand PSMA fully as we do with the Constitution as well. Because compliance to the PSMA is mandatory for all departments and entities. There is another piece of legislation governing municipalities, that's Municipal Finance Management Act. And in some instances, when we're dealing with water and sanitation, there is an intersection between the PSMA and the Municipal Finance Management Act. And what this is critical for is that as we move towards undertaking oversight over the annual reports of the departments. And the reason that we do the annual reports is because at the end of the year, the departments have to account for how much they have spent, what were the challenges, how much they'll be rolled over, the under expenditure, over expenditure. And that's one way of holding the department to account as well. An understanding of the budget process and how determinations are made for each department. Also, in linking to the public finance management as international treaty regulations, there's a whole range of regulations. And if one looks at when the Office of Auditor General does an audit, then you will get non-compliance to national treasury and the number of that non-compliance of the particular regulation. An analysis of the work of the two departments between 2015, 2018, 19 financial years, achievements, challenges, and recommendations. Here we also put in the Office of the Auditor General and the kind of work that the Office of the Auditor General does is also extremely good, because they're not only focusing anymore on the financial component of the work of department and entities, but it's also looking at performance of the department and entities. And in previous years, the water boards were not audited by the Office of the Auditor General. But last year, all the water boards will be audited by the Office of the Auditor General. In previous years, the water boards were audited by private companies.
So the problem we are facing with going back to 2013, 14, and 14, 15.
The Auditor General also told us that it's the capacity they have. It could be that a private company will still do it under the Auditor General. So the Auditor General eventually will approve it, but they can use private companies.
Intervention on the process. So I'm just adding on this that you've raised.
The relationship between PMFA and MFMA in your weekend. Madam
Chair, I just want to correct you on your previous statement. The DA did approve both the reports in the House.
We don't
accept reports within the portfolio committee, but we take it to our caucus, we explain, and we did approve the portfolio committee reports on both votes.
And all of us, even the EFF, all of us, we, there was no vote against, no with it being said, can we get somebody moving the second to the program and the program of the committee? Yes, Powell moves.
I'll
second. Mrs. Michaela seconds.
Almost
forgot. Okay. I just wanted somebody to get second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just ask a specific issue as it's a side issue, but can we see throughout the program use the term Department of Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation, or use Department of Water and Sanitation where referring to water? And because it's used interchangeably whenever water is cited, it's just the Department of Water, but whenever human settlements are cited, it's both. So it's slightly confusing to people who don't know the differences. Can you just use that?
Let's make it serious, Shirin. Because if we are not consistent, this two department orientation will fade away smartly. And finally, we will have someone coming in. And you will have realized when we finally, on the day that we will get a proper reviewed a program of the human settlement, the person who gave the product is was the Deputy Minister of Human Settlement and Conference of the Man. So we must not just allow this by failure, but give us a problem.
On what my neighbor here said, the department is the Department of Human Settlement, Water and Sanitation. If we are dealing with water and sanitation, the heading will continue to say Department of Human Settlement, Water and Sanitation. But as you continue with the phrase, it will reflect water and sanitation only. Like these days, if you be saying it's a presentation of the Department of Human Settlement, Water and Sanitation, presenting on
human
exactly, or presenting on water and sanitation, something like that.
Yeah, she was trying to say that. She might have said it in a deeper English and not in English.
I
said
it in Afrikaans English.
Yeah.
Can I just say that unless you put other information, is that the two departments not going to merge? They're going to stay separately. It's the Ministry of Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation. But there's still a Department of Water and Sanitation and it's the Department of Human Settlements. So until the Minister informs us that they're going to merge the department, but everything on the table at the moment is that the two departments will not merge.
No. She said categorically that the two departments are so designated to be two under one name.
Yeah.
That's what she said. It is water, it is human settlement,
yes.
Water and sanitation, and the Ministry of Human Settlements,
Water and Sanitation.
Yeah.
I think all members, the memorandum from National Treasury in relation to the recruitment, and they will see exactly what it says about human settlements and water and sanitation. I'll send it to all members.
No, that's fine. It's compatible with politics. Look, according to me, the meeting might have come to an end.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.